Those are some of the sounds of the massive Thomas Fire. A year ago this week, the blaze was in the process of burning its way through more than 280,000 acres of land in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. The blaze had already done much of its damage in Ventura County and was pushing into Santa Barbara County.
The smoke was everywhere, you know, so I didn't know where the fire was coming from. We noticed it was glowing, like, behind the mountain. And sure enough, pretty soon, here it comes.
That was a year ago. The concern now is a different one, potential flash flooding and debris flows. With three storms under our belt, the brush fire potential in the region for the rest of the year has dropped substantially. In Santa Barbara County, officials say they've done as much as they can to clear creeks and debris basins to be prepared for storms.
The line of defense is to make sure that we keep our debris basins clean, keep our channels open, and that's where we're at. We're finishing up some work on a couple of debris basins that actually took some fair amount of material after that storm in November. We're feeling good on that level, but there's still obviously reason to be concerned and to be alert because, you know, we're not out of this by any means.
Tom Thayram is Santa Barbara County's Deputy Public Works Director. Thayram says they'd been hoping for a little more vegetation regrowth after the Thomas Fire, but nature didn't help.
I know it's been reported that at least after the first year, regrowth was a little disappointing. We had hoped for a little more, and part of that was a function of after that huge storm on the morning of January 9th, we didn't see a lot of rainfall after that. And so in advance of the storm in November, you know, I was saying, you know, we need rain. We need a couple of inches of rain on those mountainsides, not in 15 minutes or a half hour or even an hour, but a couple of inches of rain over a couple of days would be exactly what we need, and that's exactly what we got.
Thayram says that people need to be aware that even though we're approaching a year since the Montecito debris flow, it will take a few years before the landscape recovers enough to control rainfall.
The rule of thumb we've used is 5 years to get back to a point where we think we don't have as heightened of a concern. 10 years, that's getting out there. I mean, 10 years, the Zacka fire is now about 10 years old. So that puts that kind of into perspective. And so, you know, the Zacka and what do we have, the Jesusita and Gap, those are all approaching 10 years old. But I think 5 years is a good number.
The recent storms triggered some minor debris flows in Santa Barbara County. Fortunately, the debris basins and other preparations were able to contain them.
We got, you know, a little over 3 inches in the hills above Montecito, and some of our debris basins, we're digging them out right now. So that even triggered, you know, some movement of material. We had a lot of flow in the streams. So I think that's probably as we get further down the line, we get a little further away from a debris flow potential to an ongoing flood potential in the years ahead of us.
Tonight, the county is holding the third in a series of community meetings to get people refocused on flood and debris flow preparedness. Thayram says one of the big goals of the Montecito meeting is to highlight updates to high-tech maps people in Santa Barbara County can use to look up their address and get a handle on potential storm-related danger.
Really trying to target as accurately as we can where the hazard area is. We know that it raises some concern when some of these houses inside of that hazard area, but on the flip side of that, if your house is in that hazard area, you really need to know that. And so you can actually go onto that map and put your address in, and it'll go right to your address and pop up and tell you whether you're in or not.
And the county public works official says despite everything that's happened, there are still a lot of people who haven't linked into the county's emergency notification system.
All the resources that are available from the county are available at readysbc.org. Of course, I have to stop there and make sure I plug. It's so important that everybody register their home phone or their cell phone with Aware and Prepare, the awareandprepare.org. That's where you'll get alerts, you get information from the county.
Well, much of the focus continues to be on a potential debris flow hotspot, the Montecito area. There are also other danger zones in the county. The Whittier and Sherpa brush fires also stripped tens of thousands of acres of mountainsides bare, creating flash flood and debris flow concerns. The Storm Readiness and Preparedness meeting will take place at 5:30 tonight at Montecito Union School. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.